The New York State Board of Regents' reassessment of high school graduation standards won't change to the state's troubled standardized testing system, but could allow more ways for students to graduate. Jordan Norkus explains.
New York students must pass at least 4 3-hour-long Regents exams in order to graduate. Many families statewide boycott the exams. The opt-out movement is strongest on Long Island. Alan Singer is a professor at Hofstra University.
Reassessment is very, very important. It helps people to think about what education should be, what should be taught, what is important to know and why.
But as a former high school teacher, Singer says the Regents exam gave him curriculum freedom and established the level of academic performance he wanted his students to reach.
I welcome the reassessment. I don't think it's a positive thing, but in the course of the dialogue, the discussion, I'm an advocate for these kinds of tests.
The state education department says they will not change exam standards, but have made it a priority to allow students to demonstrate their proficiency to graduate in other ways. Schools have viewed advanced coursework, attendance, and overall grade point average as reliable predictors of college or workplace success. A Regents-appointed commission will make their recommendations in fall 2020. Jordan Norkus, WSHU News.